The small retail space at Laughing Moon Chocolates is crowded with children and their adults. They're all here to watch a batch of boiling sugar and corn syrup be transformed into candy canes. And they'll even get a chance to roll out their own candy cane to take home, if it makes it that far. But first, all that molten sugar needs to be flavored, cooled, stretched, and rolled into candy canes. Laughing Moon owner Lee Williams explains.
So Amelia's just cooking the last degree of our batch. She has 5 pounds of corn syrup and 10 pounds of sugar in that pot. And our goal is to get it to 300 degrees. 300 degrees is the hard crack stage when you're making candy or cooking sugar. So once you get to 300 degrees, you'll have hard candy.
Today's batch is maple flavored, and the flavoring is the last thing to be added before the batch is removed from the heat and cooled on trays. A portion of the batch is separated out and mixed with food coloring. That will be the stripes. The rest of the batch is poured from one buttered tray to another, back and forth, to cool it down and add air.
Oh, why is there air?
So there's air for a couple of reasons. The most important, probably, is because it makes the candy less dense. Have you ever eaten a candy cane before?
Yeah, last Christmas. They were some on the tree.
Do they break pretty easily?
Yeah.
You know why?
Because it has air.
She's a genius.
The air is also what makes the candy cane white. Once the candy starts to cool and harden, candy makers pick up the gooey mass and hang it on a big wrought iron hook on the wall. Wearing thick, heat-resistant gloves coated in butter, they take turns pulling the candy, adding more air to the mass.
It's hot.
Yummy.
It's so hot it burns our hands right through these gloves, which is one of the reasons that it takes 3 people to do this.
As the candy cools, it gets harder and harder to pull. When they're finally finished stretching, the mass gets shaped into a loaf and placed under a warming lamp. That's when they pour 3 stripes around the outside of the loaf.
Ready? Oh yeah, here we go. Stripe 1, we're laying it right on top of the loaf. Now that we have spent all this time trying to cool down our batch, we're going to spend the whole rest of the time trying to keep it warm so it doesn't cool too fast on us. Okay, here we go, stripe number 2.
Once the stripes are in place, Lee pulls a tail out of one end of the loaf, gives it a twist, and something resembling a candy cane emerges. She snips it off with scissors and pulls out another. The loaf will yield up to 200 candy canes. The other candy makers switch out their heavy rubber gloves for thin cotton gloves that will polish the candy canes as they roll them out, making them long and thin. And here's where the kids get into the act, rolling out their own candy canes and adding a final touch, the hook.
So you're probably ready to put your shape into it, okay? Careful with it. Perfect. That is beautiful. Good job. Good job.
The last step is to bag up the finished candy canes and tie them with a bow in hopes they will at least make it outside the store before being licked. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noy.